Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
So I was out yesterday, not feeling great.
I had the poopies.
We're going to call you Sir Poops a lot.
I sure did, man. I might be down to 114 pounds. But shed no tear for me because it was self-inflicted in the most Burt kind of way. So I've told you guys that I'm going in for a procedure. I like to call it a procedure because when I say I'm going in for a hip replacement, it just makes me sound old. So I'm going in for a procedure in a couple of weeks, right?
It's surgery, dude.
That's it. It's surgery. Mm-hmm. That's it. We could just leave it at that.
Okay.
Some surgeries don't sound as old as other surgeries, right? And hip surgery just sounds old.
That's fair.
And I don't want to deal with it. So it's very different. Oh, God, this is really going to make me. This is not my first one. And on the very first one, like years ago, there weren't nearly as many like pre-op appointments. And I don't know what's happened in the last 5 or 6 years. I don't know how many lawsuits have gone down, but there's a whole bunch of different things you got to do now before you go under. So now they put you on antibiotics before you go under just to make sure you're all cleaned out. You got no bacteria going on and all that, right? So I've been taking 2 a day as I'm supposed to. And the instructions are don't drink alcohol, which I had forgotten. And went over to my friend Molly and Joel's house after I had my antibiotics in the morning, had a couple of drinks, felt great. Woke up the next morning, tore up, and I thought I had a stomach bug, not even thinking about it, until my assistant said, you didn't have a drink last night, did you? And I said, yeah, I had a couple of drinks. And she's like, you didn't see the instructions I left for you? No drinking on the antibiotics? And then it just hit me like a hammer. Ooh, so that was it.
Yep.
Wow. Self-inflicted.
Okay.
Yep. So mm-hmm. Shed no tear for me, friend. None at all. Hi, Mikey, our producer, Messy Mikey here. Feeling bad you got to take your Mother's Day present back, huh?
I did a really stupid thing. I really made a mistake.
That's the theme of this segment.
Yeah, I think it is.
That's how you got the name Messy Mikey to
I
begin
guess
with.
So, well, it stays true. So, you know, I do my, I've been doing my radio show at my college radio station for like 3 years, Mikey J's Roadhouse, and on WGUR 95.3. So
can we get an air check from that, by the way?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would love to hear that.
I would love to hear an air check.
I could send you guys something.
Can you hear it like outside of campus, or you can only hear it like in the dorm rooms on one side of campus?
Oh, we're high tech. We got an app on the App Store.
How about that? When is your shift?
6 o'clock on Fridays.
Okay.
But so I had my second to last show last Friday, and my parents were down there for graduation. So I said, come on the show. There are my two guests on the show. So after the show, there was we have a bunch of merch. So there was one sweatshirt left.
Wow, they can afford merch. Isn't that nice?
Right. Yeah,
clearly not a lot if it was one left.
Yeah. Or they're really popular. We'll just go with that.
That's fair. Well, that's fair.
You got to pay a big uptick on this merch to get it. It's not. We're not handing this stuff out. So there's one sweatshirt left, and my mom... loyal listener, listen to every show I ever did.
I hope so.
Yeah. So that's one of my two listeners. But so she sees this sweatshirt. She loves it. And she says, can I take this? And this will be you and my sister's Mother's Day gift to her. Easy pleasy. Thank you very much. She gets the sweatshirt. Boom. I'm done for Mother's Day. Easy. Come to find out, I go to pay the girl. And she says, someone has already bought that sweatshirt. So I basically just stole this girl's sweatshirt that she hasn't picked up yet. My mom doesn't know any of this yet, by the way. She's going to find out after listening to this. But I truly do need help. What do I do? Do I Steal the sweatshirt from the girl or steal it back from my mom?
Well, I'm confused. Was the sweatshirt just like on a shelf where you could purchase?
Yeah, but she had already Venmo'd for it. So like, I guess it was already hers technically. No, she just hadn't picked it
up. That's fine. But then it's on the store or whoever where you get it to take it off the shelf and put it behind.
No, it's just like sitting outside the studio.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. Here's a major question to get us to where we need to be here. Did the student or your mom pay for your college?
My mom, I think.
Done.
There it is.
Decision made.
Seems pretty clear cut to me, Fred.
I mean, but like,
are you really contemplating doing like Team Steal Six and going in and stealing your mom's Mother's Day gift?
What am I supposed to do? I feel bad for this girl because you got to order them from China. They take like 2 months to get there. I don't know. Am I going to put this girl out of a sweatshirt?
Yeah, you got to send her a money bag and just tell her that y'all ran out of sweatshirts in the warehouse. That happens.
All right. How do I phrase that?
Just, hey, just like that. You want to give it to him again, Mo?
One more time.
Real slow this time.
You ran out of shirts. You're on back order. You apologize. You'll get new shirts in soon.
Back now, order.
Send
back
her a money back.
I have an even better idea.
Yeah.
All right. So this is going to see how crafty you are. What color is the sweatshirt?
Green.
Green. All right. Buy a plain green sweatshirt. And then you can get the logo and print it out on decal paper and then iron it on the shirt and see if anybody knows the difference.
Just tell her it's on back order. That's too much.
Mother's Day is Sunday, bro.
I need it embroidered, though. So someone track me down a good embroiderer and boom, problem solved.
So I'm no private investigator, but you said it's a green shirt.
Yes.
Right? Is it happen to be from Georgia College of State State University?
It does. This is not it. I do have a copy at home, though.
But why don't you just give her that one? That you're literally wearing.
This
right
isn't
now
promoting the radio. She doesn't care about the college.
Oh, okay.
It's the radio station. Show.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
I've worn that sweatshirt on here before, but I'm not giving mine up. What are you, crazy?
That solves everything. Just give your mother your shirt.
Yeah. All right.
What do you mean?
It's Mother's Day. Your mother gave her whole body up for you, but you won't give her the shirt off your back.
My sweatshirt.
It's not even a fire shirt, Mikey.
The Burt Show.